Excuse me. Now we'll go back to our, its case is 11,140 that's under advisement. And that was a Mrs. Horgan who was asking for side yard rear sun variance. And it's for the handicap accessible downstairs bedroom and as we heard the closets and stuff.
I personally, after looking at their drawing, has an atrium. But, you know, that's almost what they're asking square footage-wise of the variance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see why it can't be, you know, done within the setback requirements.
Right, and I talked to my idea, right, what an atrium was, and that's, you know, just a...
Open space.
Open space, that's all.
It allows for view.
You said it's going to lose 80 feet? That's all you're going to lose? Or more?
Yeah, you've got, well, somewhere thereabout. I mean, you've got 2 feet by 20 on each side.
That's 80 then.
So yeah. You know, 20 give or take.
Yeah. I don't see it. She can meet them setbacks.
I would think. Yeah, I think so too. You know, we're talking.
I make a motion, case number 11,140,
that we denied.
For the unnecessary hardship and practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Okay. That was second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second, I guess, Mr. Mills, that we deny case number 11,140. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,140 is denied.